Is it a historic move or diplomatic doublespeak? The Obama administration announced yesterday a global initiative to promote the rights of gays and lesbians around the world. Here's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking in Geneva.
They are denied opportunities to work and learn, driven from their homes and countries, and forced to suppress or deny who they are to protect themselves from harm. I am talking about gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people.
Secretary Clinton called gay rights the, quote, remaining human rights challenge of our time. Joining us now, Imogen Folks, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly does this initiative do? The United States government has pledged $3 million, but what will that $3 million pay for?
That remains to be seen. We haven't got that kind of fine detail yet. But what the Secretary of State said in Geneva was that the rights of gay people would become part of US foreign policy. That means that, you know, the US will raise issues with countries where they think perhaps progress needs to be made. I would expect them here in Geneva to be promoting this particular issue within the United Nations Human Rights Council, which is, of course, the UN's top human rights body. The only concrete element we have at the moment really is that there is a suggestion, but it's only really a suggestion, that perhaps foreign aid, US aid, might be linked to a country's record on tolerance and supporting the rights of gay people.
Well, it's reported, Imogen, that Hillary Clinton's office was so worried about the reaction to her speech that they kept it secret what she was going to be talking about right up until what
you
was...
know, that's almost, it's very close to the truth. I know that I had quite a bit of time winkling it out of the US mission here in Geneva. I, as we all do, I phoned them ahead of time and said, what is going to be the nature of this speech, particularly because we've had so much diplomacy on Syria here in Geneva over the last few days. Many of us had thought her speech would be devoted to that. They were kind of equivocal in their answer. And finally, they said to me, there are going to be some activists traveling with her. And I said, what kind of activists? And they said, JLBT. And I was like, that's surprising. It made me pay more attention to her speech. But I think we were all rather surprised that this particular initiative was made now, when there are some major and immediate foreign policy issues, particularly in the Middle East, which are also taking a lot of Hillary Clinton's time.
Well, what was the reaction to her speech? Did anybody walk out?
Nobody walked out, no, but I have to say that some of the ambassadors of countries, Muslim countries, Saudi Arabia and so on, looked a bit uncomfortable. But in fact, when she ended her speech, she was given a standing ovation, and a lot of ambassadors left, I think, with rather a lot to think about.
So we have no details of it yet, so we have no idea whether or not there will be any kind of teeth to this initiative.
I think we would expect to see the United States more openly and publicly raising this issue with countries who feel who they feel their record is not good. And I would expect perhaps something to come to the next session of the UN Human Rights Council, perhaps a US-backed initiative.
Imogen Folks, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting from Geneva. Thanks, Imogen.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.